Let's start the interview.
Let's start the interview.
Who are we talking with this
We
morning?
Have Olivia Casso. And Olivia, how should we pronounce your last name?
Casso.
Casso. Okay. Yeah. I'll still get it wrong.
That's okay.
Because I'm that tone deaf. But you are the new executive director of the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce. I want to say, hey, welcome to that job. That's
yeah,
a big
you.
Job in this community. Mm-hmm. And why don't you start out by telling us a bit about your background, your education, your experience. Hey, how long have you been here?
Yeah.
I was thinking when Chris was talking about the 4th of July kids parade, you were probably in that at one point.
Oh, definitely.
I saw you smile.
Yeah. No, I remember also being in the news truck with my dad growing up, going through the parade. So yeah, it's a very, very big staple in the family. Yeah. So my name is Olivia Casso. I am 5th generation Sandpoint. My maiden name is Keys. So, and then come from a long line of my mom's side of Pyatts. So a lot of people around here know them. Big logging family. So born and raised in Sandpoint. I'm a recent graduate. I graduated with my degree in business marketing and administration last year. My most recent role would be the communications and resources specialist for the Chamber of Commerce. And so I was really glad to get this position when it was offered to me.
And from what university did you graduate?
That was Western Governors University in Utah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking you were a Grizz.
I was a Grizz at one point. That was like about a year and a half of my college career.
Yeah. Do you have some of those University of Montana inclinations still?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Yeah. I still take a lot of pride in my Grizz background and still connected with a lot of people at the university. I love Missoula a lot, but got online for school right before COVID, and it was a good
it was
a good option.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we should mention that your dad happens to be a rather large Grizz fan.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's David Keys.
Yep.
A lot of folks in town know David.
We're the only two Grizzes in his entire side of the family, and they're all Montanans, so it's a hot topic.
I bet when you get
family
together.
Reunions, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, so you're actually pretty new at the chamber.
Yeah.
Of course, you've been in town almost your entire life, mm-hmm. so you're pretty familiar with the turf here.
Mm-hmm.
But tell us about the chamber and what its mission is and how it's organized and what kind of work does it do here in the community?
Yeah, absolutely. So the chamber has existed in this community since the 1920s. We are an advocate for tourism and small businesses. So basically our work in the community, we put on about 3 events a year for the community. We also have 3 monthly events for our members. So that would be our general membership luncheons, that would be our chamber coffee chat, and that would be our business after hours. So on that front, for small businesses, we try to advocate for them. We have their presence in our visitor center. So they're allowed to promote there. They can promote their business cards, their brochures, any events that they have. Additionally, we have our newsletter that they can contribute to that has about 1,000 plus subscribers at the moment. We also are extending our advocacy for the small businesses on the front of social media right now. So we're really trying to highlight those members, what their offerings are, and just kind of bringing the chamber into a digital age. Additionally, we also host ribbon cuttings.
For a new business.
Yeah, for new businesses. And also we have actually hosted them for current members who are reopening in a different location or they've expanded, any of that.
Doing something new.
Yeah. So it's been a really fantastic way to kind of get to know that back end of the community a little bit more and just see, put names to faces of the services people provide and the people behind them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many members do you have?
We have 360 plus currently.
So in my day job, I am at Keoki.
Yeah.
We do marketing and media things around town. And so we often are talking with businesses, often new businesses that are just opening. And, you know, one of my first pieces of advice is, hey, you know, as you're looking at your marketing things, you really should join the chamber.
Absolutely.
I see the value of the chamber being the ability to get to know other peoples in your cohort as small businesses here in town. But what would you say to somebody that's, you know, not a chamber member? I mean, 360 is a pretty healthy chamber for a town this size, but on the other hand, could be bigger because there's, probably 1,500 businesses.
Yeah. I would say that there's not really a chance in your adult life to typically get together with groups of people that frequently. And just the opportunity to have those frequent meetings, to be with people who are like-minded, who might share the same struggles that you are in your business or the same joys in your business, really relying on that backbone and that community. I know I'm a bit younger, and I know a lot of business owners my age feel like they're bootstrapping it and doing it by themselves. So for people who don't have an inclination towards the chamber, I think that just having that moral support, knowing that people are in your corner, having people to bounce ideas off of frequently, has been tremendously helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, there are, you know, well-defined events that happen mm-hmm. every month.
Yeah.
And those are opportunities for businesses to go out and network yep. And chat it up with other business people, because especially if you're new to town or new to a business, those connections you can make are pretty valuable yeah. for business folks.
And just sitting here listening, I'm thinking, did you mention nonprofits being part of the Chamber of Commerce membership?
I did not, yeah.
And you probably have several.
We have several.
We are yep. a yep. chamber member.
Yeah.
And it's not just about business. It's mm-mm. about networking.
Absolutely.
As you said.
Yeah. Yeah. So monthly at our general membership luncheon, we honor both our businesses of the month and our volunteers of the month. So we really try to highlight and just kind of shine a spotlight on our nonprofits as well. Because, I mean, we're a nonprofit. Yeah. So.
Yeah, and those yeah. volunteers of the month, they are typically nonprofit
yeah.
Volunteers. They're yeah. doing different things throughout the community. Yeah, chambers, I think, have been viewed as, you know, community centers mm-hmm. And people that are from outside of town. What kinds of contacts do you get from people that are outside town, whether it's tourism or yeah. I'm going to start a business or
relocate?
Yeah.
Yeah, or hey, what's a good hotel or mm-hmm. that kind of thing?
So in my prior role with the chamber, that is pretty much all I did. You would be shocked about the amount of visitor guides that I send out weekly. We are up in the thousands already, and we're, you know, in July. I probably dealt with at least 3 to 4 tourists who are seeking to go to the area over the phone. That doesn't even speak to the visitor center. We see quite a bit of traffic there. And as far as relocation goes, it's constant. People come in, they ask, what's good about Sandpoint? Where should I live? What should I do? Relocation packets are available over there as well. And so we've given a few of those. But it's typically just making those face-to-face connections when they come in and just kind of letting them know the full breadth of what's like living in Sandpoint.
Mm-hmm. So, of course, the Visitor Center, if folks haven't been there, I mean, it's also the Chamber HQ, if you will. It's on, what's that? I guess you'd say.
Yeah, it's 1202 Fifth Avenue.
Yeah.
So Sand Creek.
Yeah, a very bit. North end of the town. You mm-hmm. have to get past the last stoplight there. Yeah. People should go in and check it out.
Yeah.
And also, a benefit of Chamber membership is you can put your brochures mm-hmm. and information about your business in there. So yeah. people that are coming in looking for different services can find you there. So I guess I would wonder, there have got to be organizations of chambers of commerce mm-hmm. in the United States. Is our chamber a member of any of those organizations? And is there like a place to get information about chamber roles and how to
yeah.
execute your role as a chamber better?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there is a national registry that we all have to be on. To be quite honest, we don't have much contact with them. And our roles have been informed prior by chamber directors who are more involved with that. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
How about...
They're pretty hands-off.
How about chambers near us, like Bonner's yeah. Ferry or Coeur d'Alene, and pre-serve as a chamber?
Yeah.
Is there much connection between the regional chambers that way?
Not in my current position. However, that is one thing I would really like to... I would really like to build those relationships in the next coming months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's just springboard off that.
Yeah.
What are your ambitions here and ideas for the future as the new executive director? Anything that you want to try to get done?
Yeah. Oh, so much. my first priority is just to try and aid our community through the big transition we're going through. Obviously, there's a lot of movement in town, I'll say. as far as new businesses coming up, new things being built, and just trying to be a voice for those businesses that we currently have while also retaining some new ones, making sure that our members know that we are here for them, we work for them, we want to make sure that they thrive. That's my number one goal. So piggybacking off of that, I would also really love to expand the Chamber's role as far as jobs. So I want the Chamber of Commerce to be the first place that people think of when they're looking for employment. I know that Indeed and LinkedIn can be really difficult, and I would want to have a really solid spot where the community can go if they need to find something reliable, if they need to find something that's already vetted, and I want the Chamber to be that place. Mm-hmm. So maybe looking to expand, you know, parts of our website to reflect that, working on our newsletter, expanding that, just trying to see how we can continue the growth of our community, because the fact is we have a lot of retired folks in this community, and that next wave is going to need as much support as they can get.
Mm-hmm. One role, of course, is tourism.
Yeah.
And I'd say that tourism promotion specifically, mm-hmm. the chamber is the main tourism promotion agent for the community, gets money actually from the state that yep. comes back to tourism marketing organizations from the bed tax that yep. that tourists pay when they stay at any hotels here in Idaho. I'd say 30 years ago wasn't much controversy about this, you know, hey, tourism is good because they come and they go to our shops and they yeah. buy things, and it's an economic benefit. But now you're seeing pushback from people saying there's too many tourists. Yeah. What do you see the role in promoting tourism here in the community to mm-hmm. be going forward?
Yeah.
That being an important economic driver.
No, absolutely.
Here. Yeah.
It's one of those things where I feel like the chamber really tries to set a tone when people come into town about who we are and what the nature and the energy of Sandpoint is. I feel like trying to meet people with kindness, but also, I don't know how to word this properly, setting a tone also of respecting locals too, making sure that
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. making sure that people feel welcome without also having that welcome at the expense of our locals too is really important. And it's a really, that can be a tough one to figure out, because obviously we can't control what people do and we can't control their actions in town. But I really do think if you spend enough time in Sandpoint, you spend 2 to 3 days here, I think you start to pick up on how to act. I don't even know if that makes any sense, but I really.
Well, I was thinking when you were talking that one of the things that I notice when I drive into Sandpoint is this is a walking town.
Yeah.
And I think a former mayor put that status on us. And it does set a little tone right there. But also, if the infrastructure in the town, so you can work with commissioners and planners and city planners and things, if the infrastructure supports it and the businesses have what they need, then the tourists coming in aren't impacting in a negative way.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's more of a seamless transition. I mean, to be quite honest, in my day-to-day, I don't typically see too many tourists where, you know, at least in my personal life when I'm at the grocery store. I think we do have that pretty well streamlined, and most of our attractions are downtown. So I know that can cause points of frustration for people who are, you know, living here, who are trying to go down to the beach or go find parking, and that can be a little tricky. But it's a very mixed relationship, I know, even as a chamber director, because I am a local, and to see town change is really kind of, it can be heartbreaking for some people. And definitely I've had points of heartbreak with that, with myself, of like blinking and seeing my entire town change. But at the same time, I know that with that economic development from tourism, with the economic development we're going through just in general, that hopefully that will sustain us into this next chapter.
So the infrastructure really is there that can mitigate the impact a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's the other, I mean, tourism is one piece of the growth we're seeing, but we're just seeing growth from people moving in. And that's changing the community character to a degree, which you've seen as somebody that grew up here and went to high school here, right? In the course of your life, we've seen the character of Sandpoint change to a certain degree. And it's going to keep going. We're being driven by big market forces that are beyond the control of any you know, individuals or groups. But there are things, I think, that we can do to channel the change in the most positive ways.
Yeah, I think really anchoring into community and Sandpoint isn't necessarily like all the buildings that we have or the scenic views or anything. It really is that community spirit. So I think getting back to kindness and just the nature of who we are as people who are from here is key.
Live by example or
Well, speaking of tourism type stuff, the Chamber does put on a couple of its own events each year, and you just held the Summer Sampler last week. How did that go?
Oh, it was fantastic. Yeah, I've heard it was the best one we've had in years, which is amazing. It was my first one, and we had about 1,220 people, which was incredible.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
On a Thursday?
Yeah, on a Thursday. Yeah, and we had fantastic music provided by Maddox Farms Productions. So that was the Dead and Down, and they were out of Missoula. They were amazing. So we had a good crowd with food, good crowd with music. It was...
And you had a good number of... How many restaurants?
We had about 13 vendors.
Yeah, 13. Yeah. So it's a really fun event. Unfortunately, I had a conflict. I couldn't go this year, but you kind of cruise around. You try different foods from different restaurants, and the restaurants are rolling out their, you know, something that's really tasty. You see friends and catch the music. A really fun. That really is a Sandpoint. A Sandpoint-centered event. It's not really a tourism event.
No, but we were actually seeing a good mixture of people in there. So that was kind of cool. Just to get a little bit of exposure for those newer restaurants, some of our older spots too. It was fantastic.
And it kind of sets the tone for this is who we are.
Yeah.
Even if tourists are coming in, which you want is here we are.
Right.
And as you say, community and kindness.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah, very much so.
And you have another big chamber event coming up on this Saturday. It's Beer Fest. What is Beer Fest and where is it? And why would people want to go?
Oh, well,
I think beer's involved.
Oh, beer's involved. Absolutely.
We have a bunch of breweries here, right?
We have beer. We have cider. We actually have canned cocktails for the first time this year, too. So that's kind of exciting. They're based out of Moscow. So Beer Fest is going to be held July 5th from noon to 5 p.m. at the Lawn on the Edgewater at City Beach. So with your ticket, you get unlimited pours in a 7-ounce cup. And it's a commemorative cup that you get to take home. So that's kind of cool. It's just a fantastic opportunity to kind of cap off your 4th of July weekend. Again, good community, good friends, good food. There's fantastic live music from Headwaters, which is a local Americana band.
We know them.
Yeah.
They're great.
And it's a fantastic fundraiser for the chamber and also those brewers alike. So all the brewers that we have are local businesses. So from Sandpoint area, Spokane area, Coeur d'Alene, and then Moscow.
So a whole bunch of different types of beer for people that are beer connoisseurs or are wanting to just experience a whole bunch of different really good beers. Of course, you can go off, you can take a minute and go jump in the lake, right? And come back and have another taste.
Perfect location. Down at City Beach. Right?
And we got them right before they're about to start construction. So it's fantastic.
That's right. Next year might not be able to be at that location, I'd assume. If they're building.
We'll see.
So
you buy a ticket to get in.
Yes.
And where do you get the tickets?
You can get the tickets online, and that's going to be at sandpointchamber.com. And then if you go under our org,
Sandpointchamber.org.
Yes. Yeah. And then if you go under our events section, click on Sandpoint Beer Fest, it'll take you to a link.
So mouse over the events at the top, the calendars, and you'll see a page just on the Beer Fest.
What about at the door, so to speak?
At the door, same price. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Well, we are going to need to wrap this up in just a couple minutes, but what else do you want to throw out there for your listening public, Olivia Casso?
Yeah. I would encourage everybody, even if you are not necessarily sold on chamber membership, join one of our chamber coffee chats. They're free to the public. It's a great opportunity, very casual, to just come see what the chamber is about, come meet some of our member businesses. Our next chamber coffee chat is going to be on July 11th at 8:30 a.m. and that goes to 9:30 a.m. And it's great. We have coffee provided by Evans Brothers very generously. And typically our co-hosts provide some form of treat, so that's always fun. Yeah, I introduced this as kind of a method, just a low-cost method for people to get to know their chamber, to get to know those benefits. And I know that not everybody's schedules necessarily work with our general membership luncheons or our business after hours. So I tried to have one event at least at every point in the day just to make sure that the people who want to come hang out with us can.
And on the 11th, it will take place where?
Typically takes place at the chamber.
Okay. Yeah. And that's... out on the highway.
There. Yeah, so that's 1202 North Fifth Avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of a casual find out more about the chamber and get to know some of the people. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, because I know those membership luncheons, especially, we do invite people who are non-members to those. However, you're not necessarily getting time to really meet other people. Sometimes you just come in for lunch and the presentation, and sometimes people leave early.
Well, you do have a chamber luncheon coming up next Thursday, July 10th.
Yes,
and,
we do.
You always have a program. Mm-hmm. What will this program be?
That's going to be our Leadership Sandpoint graduation.
Okay.
So that's going to be a really...
Leadership Sandpoint has kind of blossomed into this really significant... it's not just an event. Mm-hmm. It's a series of classes you take, and the people that are in Leadership Sandpoint class, they learn so much about the community.
That's the other thing too, is if anybody is wanting to nominate any of their business members, younger business members, for Leadership Sandpoint, we are starting to take applications in August. It's about a two-year program, so the students start the first year as the students, and then the second year they are facilitators for the program. So mm-hmm. yeah, it's mm-hmm. really fantastic.
Well, you're very well spoken.
Thank you.
You've jumped into a big job, but I think you're the great candidate
Thank
for that.
Thank you so much. So, I appreciate that.
We'll look forward to hearing more from the Chamber.
Yeah.
And come in anytime that you feel you have something
fantastic
you want to talk about.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, Olivia Casso.
Yes.
A new Executive Director of the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.